We cannot hear you.
Now can you hear me? Am I audible?
Thank you. Yes, we.
Yeah. Yes, online friends. Yes, they're able to hear me. Okay. So we did the prayer and I was saying that welcome back. We are doing the Hitopadesha class. We are in verse 13, 14, 15, somewhere around there. Let me start a new file. Yeah, just want to also inform you, tomorrow is the third Sunday. The schedule change happens on first and third Sundays. And third Sunday, Swamiji's class goes from morning satsang all the way to afternoon 2:30. I think around 2:30, it will get over with the last satsang tomorrow. Subsequently, they want this place to be cleaned and everything else. Okay, so we will not have a class on Sunday. And that allows me to also do some of my personal stuff on Sundays. So we will not have a class tomorrow. Okay. I'm thinking that on Tuesday we will have a class. Tuesday the classes are not there. We already missed one class. So at least the coming Tuesday, I will try to have a class. Okay. So our online friends as well as everybody else, if they put it on the website or not, you please try to attend the class. Don't worry about them updating website and all that. Okay. All those who are in the class right now, as well as everybody else, Tuesday same time 2:30. Please try to attend the class. Okay. Just for this Tuesday. What will we do next Tuesday? We will discuss. Okay. Just be a little flexible there. So this Tuesday we will have a class. Yeah, this Hitopadesha is a big text. Not such a big text also. It is just that we are looking, pondering into good details. We can still ponder into further more details, but then we will not be able to move. So I think we are doing you ask me based on the previous classes, we are doing it is adaptable. You know, we are doing not going too fast, not going too slow. Okay. But yet sometimes you might feel that Vyakaranam we are going too fast. Okay. You understand in Vyakaranam, it's all about repetition and practice. So what we have done, we will see to it that we'll cover it again. Okay. And even you guys also, when you are practicing it, just practice it again and again. Okay. Samskutam Vyakaranam Nitya Karyam. You have to do it every single day. Okay. That is the way to study Samskutam. Is spend at least 20-30 minutes every day until you go over the hump. Okay. There's a small hump there. You push yourself over the hump. Until that time, do Samskutam every day. Suggestion. Okay. Now we can start with the verse. There's one verse that is there now, which is not in all the books. So I'm going to skip that verse. Okay. In some books has that verse, some other books doesn't have that verse. So we will skip that verse. We'll go with this verse. So let us go with this verse. Kincha, he says, and further to add further. Before this verse, there's a word which says kincha. Okay. You will see this happening in Bhashyam also. One second. Let me have our keyboard. In Bhashyam also, like Bhagavad Gita Bhashyam, Bhashyam will be explaining some verse, some shloka. And after that he will say, Kincha. Okay. What he means to say is that, I would call it as, and furthermore, something more to add to the previous discussion. Okay. So the previous discussion was, you know, that a son like that, who is not dharmika and neither is he vidwan, Okay, he is a eyesore, right? He's an eyesore. But at the same time, he also says a foolish one, right? A son who is a foolish one. The third one. Remember yesterday he said there are three types: unborn, dead, and foolish. Okay, he says the first two will give you a heartache once. Hopefully, you might still miss them, right? Depends, but it's said that they will give you a heartache once, right? You'll have a real pain of heart. But somebody who is a murkha, a son who is a murkha, antimaha, the third one, tu pade pade, every step of the way. Is that what we saw yesterday? Then he says, kincha. I'm explaining kincha, okay? And furthermore. Furthermore means in the same topic, he's adding one more verse. Okay, what are you saying? Sajato yena jatena. Sajato yena jatena. Yati vamshasam unnatim. Yati vamshaha. So vamshaha sam unnatim. Samunnatim. Double nakara. Samunnatim. Sometimes they ask this question. This class is not as they're not asking too many questions. But earlier in the acronym classes which we did, probably it was the board and the that we were writing every time. Okay, what is this? What is that? Right. So you guys are very nice and obedient and quiet. Okay. And that way, even if I was going fast, the questions would slow me down. Okay, which is good. So if at all you ask, if at all you think I'm going fast, just ask a few questions, okay? Also get me an idea as to what you're listing or this is afternoon time, you're having a nice nap. So, unnatim, samunnatim, how do you say this double? Samunnatim, right? The way you say that, a trick to that is, sam is fine. Samun, what you do is you do samun, first part say the first nakara, second part say the second nakara. Samunnatim. You see, if you try to say samunnatim, it will become only single nakara. Okay, samun, you see samun, because sam, un, n, I said n, and then start again, natim, samunnatim. Okay, so that is how you say this double, wherever the doubles come, right? So, parivartini sausare mrutaha, you don't have any more conjunct consonants. If you see some more conjunct consonants, I will show you. I will demonstrate it for you. Okay. So jato yena jatena yati vamshas samunnatim samunnatim parivartini samsare mrutaha. Okay. Parivartini samsare mrutakko va na jayate. This mrutaha ka. Last time we saw earlier that when you do punaha punaha, we say it as punaha punaha or punaf punaha. Okay. Similarly, when the visarga is followed with a kakara or a khakara. Kakara or a khakara. Okay. I will just explain that to you. This is visarga. So you have a visarga and it's followed with a pakara. It may not be pakara, it could be pha also. Okay. Pakara or phakara. If either way is there, then the visarga can optionally be, visarga can optionally be enunciated as a visarga, or it can be enunciated as, how do you do this? There is no way to write upadmaniya. Okay. One way to do that would be, okay. Upadmaniya. Yes, they never show it. Okay. Let me see if I can get you some other way. Just give me 1 minute, okay? I'm trying to get some software there which will allow me to capability. Okay.
Giving in table.
Ah, this is good. It is in the table, you're saying? Okay, Amma, that's fine. Let me just draw it anyway. Thank you. Okay. So, it can be Upadmaniya. Sometimes you will represent it as like this. Appa. Or Appa. Punaha, punaha. Okay. So, this it is represented like this. What the representation means, it is a sound Upadmaniya. Similarly, if at all the Visarga is followed by a Kakara, so Visarga precedes a Kakara or Visarga precedes a Kakara, okay, then you will have a sound Ramaha Karoti. Okay, let's say Devdattaha or Punaha Karoti. Simple, Punaha Karoti. Punaha karoti could be punaha karoti or punak karoti. Okay, punaha khadati or punak khadati. Punaha khadati or punak khadati. This type of a sound is called jihvamulya. Okay. What does the word Upadmaniya mean? Okay, I have to see the derivative of Upadmaniya. Although the Upadmaniya sound is labial, lips are used. Whereas this Jihvamulya, Akka, Akka, is guttural sound. Okay, so I will find out the derivative of Upadmaniya and then get back to you. The question was asked online. Okay, sometimes the Visarga is pronounced and other times it is not. Please explain. Okay, that is what I'm trying to explain now. Is that when the Visarga is there, right? When the Visarga is followed with Pakara or when the Visarga is followed with Pakara, then the Visarga could be a Visarga or the Visarga would be, let's draw that symbol, right? Or that Visarga, I'm just going to say Visarga, can be pronounced as Upadmaniyaha. Okay? Upadmaniya. So this is one scenario. And if the Visarga is followed with a Kakara or a Khakara, then the Visarga can optionally be said as Visarga, Visarga itself, or it can be said as that sound which I was giving you earlier. Okay, and that sound is called jihwa. Jihwa mulia. Okay, jihwa mulia. That is the sound. Okay, one second. So that sound, jihwa mulia sound, is at the root of the tongue. So jihwa mula. Okay. Upadmaniya, I will find out the derivative of that and get back to you. Okay, this jihvamulya sound is at the root of the tongue. It is also a guttural sound. So that is why we say akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha, akuha and visarjaniyanam. Okay, and upupadmaniyanam oshthau, right? That is what this thing. The visarga itself is a kantya. Visarga itself is a kantya sound. Okay. One second. Okay. Jihvamulya, although we say it's a kantya sound, but you can say that the sthana for that is jihvamulam, the base of the tongue. Okay. And then upadmaniya is what? If that sound, upadmaniya sound, is a labial sound. Okay. That's why we say upu padmaniya nam oshtau padma niya. Upu padma niya. Okay. Upadmaniya is oshto. So this sound, now listen how the sound is. It will be punaha punaha. or Pune.
Are you going anywhere?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Huh.
Okay, I'm just going to mute you, Jyotinji. Okay. So the sound which is before the pakara, visarga sound, it will be punaha punaha or punaf punaha. Punaha phalati or punaf phalati. You see, that is similar. Appa appa, they are very similar. Okay, or punaha karoti, punak karoti. Punaha khadati, punak khadati. Those two sounds are jivha mulya sounds. Okay? It's same. There's no difference whether kakara follows or khakara follows. The jivha mulya sound is same. Whether if pakara follows or phakara follows, the upadmaniya sounds are same. Appa, appa. Akka, akka. Those are the sounds. If you look at this one, right? Look at our shloka. Or say this sadhye satamastu prasadatasya dhurjate janvi phenale keva yanmudni shashinaha kala shashinah kala. You see that? Shashinaha kala, correct. Shashinah kala, correct. Both of them are correct. It is optional. Okay, it is optional. Then which should I choose? You choose whichever one you choose is correct. But while chanting, usually the jivha mulya and upadmaniya are preferred. Okay, why did we discuss this? We did discuss this because in the current verse, sa jato yena jatena yati vamshaha samunnatim parivartini samsare mutakko mutakko mutaha ko or mutakko vana jayate mutakko vana jayate. Okay, let us do the padachheda. Everybody okay with this? Okay, what happens here in this vamshaha and samunnatim, right? Here this vamshaha, right, and samunnatim, here the visarga sometimes becomes sakara. Vamshas samunnatim. Okay? Samunnatim. That visarga sandhi rules next. Tuesday we will start with visarga sandhi rules. I will give you all the visarga sandhi rules and then we will keep that also handy, right? We will keep the ajanta pumli, ajanta, atsandhi, halsandhi and visarga sandhi. We will keep all of that handy and then we will look at this text again. Let us look at this further. This saha sajato, right? After saha, there is a visarga. After sa, there is a visarga. Sometimes this visarga just gets dropped. Saha jato. If you break it up, it is saha. Saha means he. Masculine, nominative singular of the pratipadikam tad. Okay, saha jataha yena. There again, jato yena is actually jataha. Visarga becoming okara. We saw that yesterday. Shivaha aham becomes shivoham. Okay, again, I'm mentioning the visarga sandhi rules. Tuesday, we will enumerate all of them. We'll try to enumerate all of them. Okay, there are quite a few of them. But saha jataha, and after some time, you'll get it like this. Yena jatena yati. Vamshaha samunnatim. Okay. Now you assume that wherever there is a space, that there is a comma. Okay. I will not be typing the comma. I will just break the sandhis for you. Saha jataha yena jatena yati vamshaha samunnatim. Huh? Yeah. This way or that way? Yeah, that is all dependent on the font. Okay, it is not how I am writing it, or not that you will have an option of writing it when you're typing. Because what happens is that these fonts, when you have two conjunct fonts put together, the person who wrote, created those fonts decided to do it one way or the other. Okay. So if you have double nakara like this, it is correct. Which is correct, right? You see, there will be, they say a cat can be shaved in 1,000 ways. I don't know why the cat needs to be shaved, but it can be shaved in 1,000 ways, right? And is one way correct, the other way? It doesn't matter. Are you getting nakara followed by nakara? Yes. That is why even if you write N followed by N, is also correct. In transliteration, you need to do N followed by N. That also is correct. So the representation, as long as the representation is consistent in the same document, you are good. What you don't want to do is in the same document, have one representation above and another representation below. That may not be correct, I would say. Okay. And that usually doesn't happen also, unless you are using two different types of fonts. Okay. I'm just trying to make the point here is that as you start exploring the computer aspect, you'll find that there are all of different types of fonts. And sometimes the same document you read with a different type of a font, the appearance will be different. Okay. But some, you get the left to right. Ukara, nakara, nakara, akara, takara, ikara, makara. Okay. Someone, nothing. So sir, either way is correct. Okay. Someone, nothing. I have seen even in old transcripts, this also being used. And the other one also, I've seen both of them. Samunnatim. Okay. So Samunnatim and then Parivartini, the Parivartini. One second, okay. Parivartini samsare mrutaha ko va na jayate. Okay. So padachira is very simple. Saha. Okay. Saha. So kincha. First of all, kincha. Okay. Let us give the English meaning. Kincha. Kincha means, I'll just type it up. Okay. Moreover. Furthermore, saha, saha means he, jataha, jataha means is born. Okay. I'm doing a word translation. Okay. So it's not an English translation right now. Saha born. Okay. Saha jataha, he is born. Okay. Yena jatena. Yena jatena. Yena means by whom. Yena means. Yena. How do you want me to do it? Let me do it like this. Yena by whom. Okay. Yena jatena. Okay. Yena jatena by whom. By born. It is difficult to do that way word by word because the word together they will contain the meaning. By he who was born. Okay. Yena jatena. So let us do that. Yena jatena. By he who was born. Okay. Yena jatena. Yati. Okay. Yati. Yati means goes. This is your verb. Yati. Prayati. When you go, when anybody goes above, it is said prayati. So yati. Yati means go. Ya. Ya is your dhatu is ya. Okay. Goes. Yati. Okay. Yena jatena yati sam vamshaha. Vamshaha. Vamshaha, you know, Vamshaha. Vamsha is basically the clan. Okay, the clan or the family. Family, right? Vamshaha. Samunnatim. Okay, samunnati means, unnati means progress. Samunnati means good progress. Sam, right? So family that goes to good progress means the family is very exalted. Okay, exalted. You know, some the family that is really become praiseworthy. Okay, or let me say another version, another word. Another word would be family is exalted. Okay, another meaning I have here is samunnatim. To exaltation. Why did I do that? Because the family yena jatena vamshaha samunnatim yati. Okay, the family goes to exaltation by the birth of whom? He is considered as born. Okay, so I will rearrange the English words for you. The English words will be, he is born. He is born. That means he is really born. He is really born. He is born. Right? By whose birth? Yena jatena. By whose birth? Yena jatena. Vamshaha samunnatim yati. The family goes to. Okay, family goes to. What do you mean family goes to? Family is, rather. Okay, family goes to exaltation. Make sense? Yes, English makes sense? Yeah, yeah. The family becomes exalted. Actually, you are right. Because family becomes exalted is correct, is how you will say it. Then I want to explain how does, what does goes to mean? Yeah, goes to means it achieves. Okay. To go to a village means to achieve the village. Okay. Or to prapya. Okay. So gamana. Gamana kriya. To go to something. Okay. He goes to college. Means you achieve the college. Achieve means not as in terms of some achievement. Achieve means as this, as in terms of you get it. Okay. So when I say he goes to water means he gets water. Okay, so that is the meaning that goes here. So that is why we say the family, the English, simple English would be the family is exalted. Becomes would be some other verb I would need. Okay, but your family goes to exaltation. That is why I'm using the exaltation. But actually what it means is that by which the family is exalted. Okay, so that is, the family is considered exalted only by the birth of the son. Here in this case, son, because it is he. Okay. If the family goes to exaltation, then you will say this guy is born. That is what it means. Okay. Let us see the next paragraph. Parivartini samsare. Parivartini means revolving. In this revolving samsara. Samsara means world. Samsara you all know very well. In this revolving world, right? In this revolving world, mrutaha ko va na jayate. Okay. Who does not die and is not born again? Who does not die and is not born again? It's a rhetorical question. Okay. Basically, the idea is this, in this revolving world, everybody who dies will be born again. Okay. Reincarnation is assumed there. Everybody who dies will be born again. That means everybody takes birth. But you don't call that as a birth. When you say that he is born, means he is born, is considered as a birth only when, because of his birth, rather because of his deeds, the family is exalted. He's trying to praise how, we said kincha, right? He's going further. He's trying to praise further as to why the characteristic of a good son, right, is being said further. Okay? Everybody? So here in this... One second, okay. Yeah. Mrutaha, mruta. Yeah, you have one question, just hold on for a second. Yeah, I will explain you that. So the question is asked is, what is kova? Okay.
Is it kahava?
So kova is, yeah, yes, you're right. Okay, I think the kova is kahava. Mrutaha kahava. Kova is kaha. Kaha means who. Va means question. Who is? Right? Who is? Kova, mrtaha kova, na jayate. Who is not, who is dead and does not get born again in this evolving world? Jayate means to take birth. Okay? Jayate. To be born is jayate. Na jayate means not to be born. Kaha na jayate? Who is not born? Murtaha. Being dead or after being dead, who does not take birth? In this parivartini samsare, in this samsare seventh case, samsara is the pratipadikam and samsare is seventh case. Okay? So parivartini samsare, in this revolving samsara, being dead, who does not take birth? Okay? Everybody? Okay, let's go to the next verse. Online, did I answer your question?
Question.
Yes.
Okay.
Question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, just a general comment. You know, I have attended all these classes, 7-8 classes now.
Yes.
We are paying more attention to sandhi and pronunciation. I understand this is excellent. But I, for one, would be interested into how to relate words, how to read the sentences, like verb first, subject first, object first, which tense it is. Is it kartari, karmani, and how to construct the thing easily. And of course, you have to memorize all these. Is that part coming in next few lessons? Or
yes, I think good question. Yeah, good question, right? You know, I think what I'm doing right now, as I said earlier when we started this class, is that there'll be something which will be introductory in nature. You know, pronunciations, something which are correctly pronounced, or at least I'm slowly introducing it to Vyakaranam by introducing you to the Sandhi rules, right? We did the At Sandhi, then we did Maheshwani Sutrani, At Sandhi,
we did
the consonant Sandhi.
Yeah.
If I jump into lakaras and all that immediately, you have to go ahead with everybody else in the class who are also, there are quite a few who are beginners also.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, I understand.
There are classes, other classes which are there online also, recording, which are doing even Panini Sutras and others. Okay. You send me an email, I will send you a link to those classes also. Okay, you can take a look at those. There we are doing in detail. I have Antoine 1, Antoine 2 classes from last year's also, last year. Mm-hmm. There also we did into detail all the lakaras and others also. Okay. So the format here, I cannot just directly jump to the lakaras immediately. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you ask me a question, what is it? Jayate. Okay, Jayate is Ji Dhatu. Okay. It is either Ji Dhatu. No, it is Jana, Jan Dhatu.
Yeah.
Okay. Jani Pradurbhave. Yeah. Atmanepadi. Jayate.
And which is
Jana then becomes Ja.
The subject should be in third, you know, because how to read even Gita.
No, Jayate.
Gita. Yeah.
You're right.
That's what I
but, you know, what you're saying is I understand what you need, what you want to understand. The question that is asked is, you know, when do we start looking into lakaras? So we are in the third week. You know, fourth week I'll introduce you to lakaras, right? After I do Visarga Sandhi rules.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me do the Visarga Sandhi rules and then I'll introduce you to lakaras.
No, I don't want to
and
change
the lakaras are done.
Yeah.
No, that is fine. I'm going to be changing also. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. We'll do the lakaras after that. And after lakaras, we'll also do the idea is that at the end of this course, right, you will not know all the Vyakaranam that is there required because it will take a while.
Yeah.
But at the end of the course, you will at least know what to look for in a dictionary. I think that was the purpose that we were trying to solve. Okay. We also want to see that, you know, it can assist you into finding something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I'm open for any good suggestions that you might have. Okay. Okay. This particular class, we are limited to some of these scopes. Okay. Yes. You see, when you come here for 6 weeks and after that, we don't have anybody continuing the classes, right? I end up restarting from the beginning at every pattern, every course that happens. This has been happening for the last 7-8 years. Okay, is that we have been always restarting from the beginning, and it is up to the point where I've been also commenting that I'm becoming very good at introduction to Sanskrit. Okay, because we end up doing that. Okay, this class we are doing online. Fortunately, we have Zoom, and let's say if this continues. And you all decide to, even after the 6 weeks, decide to continue. Even if few of you are wanting to do that, we will continue them even after the 6 week course or 9 week course or whatever, right? And then in that time, we can go into more depth. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Even I wonder why, how come I'm doing the introductory again? Okay? No problem. But I will try to bring in some more Vyakaranam. Have you heard that? Yes. Yes. Parivartin is your Pratipadikam. And Parivartini. Okay. Ni. Haswa. That is also seventh case. Parivartini Samsare. Okay. Okay. So let us go to the next verse. Guni gana gana na. Okay, let me bring it up. I don't think so. This is the same meter. Okay, this is a little bit different meter. I don't may not know how to say this, but let's say the word as it is. Guni gana gana narambhena. So there are two ganas, okay? Guni gana gana narambhena patati katini susambramadhyasya. Okay, let us go word by word. Patati katini susambramadhyasya tena ambayadi sutini. Tena amba yadi sutini vadavandya kidrushi nama vadavandya kidrushi nama. Okay, let me cut paste it here. You know, the best part is that this is Hitopadesha. This is actually the preface to Hitopadesha. The Mitra Rava is not even started yet. Okay. So we are just concentrating on the idea. The idea again here is not Hitopadesha. As I would say, if you are thinking that we will do Hitopadesha by this time, it may not be possible. We are just taking Hitopadesha as a means to introduce yourself slowly to Vyakaranam. Okay. In this case, guni gana ganana arambe, ganana arambe. Okay, so let us do the padachela. Guni gana gana na. Okay. Arambhe. Na patati katini katini. This may be susambramadhyasya. Okay. Tenamba. Tena amba यदि सुतिनी वदा वंध्या वंध्या की दृशी नाम ठीक है Yeah, this doesn't follow the same meter. I'll have to find out what the meter is. So, one who has gunas, okay, one who has gunas, he is guninaha. Okay, ganana, guna, guna, guni, gana, guni, gana. Okay, one who has gunas is called gunin. Guni, you must have heard this word guni. Like one who has yoga is yogin. The nominative singular is yogi. One who has karma, okay, is called karmin. The nominative singular is karmi. So similarly, one who has guna is guni. Okay, that guni and ganaha yeshan vidyate iti guninaha. Okay, gunaha. Yeshan vidyate, one who has gunas is called gunin. Okay. Tesham ganaha. Then what it means is that tesha means the count of one who has gunas. Okay. I will expand it. See how the meaning is formed. Okay. The gana means count. Okay. Guni gana. Gana means, in this case, gana may not be count. Ganana may be count. Tesham ganaha. Let's see, what does it mean? Tesham ganaha. Ganaha would be enumerating. Okay. So, what it means that guni gana ganana. Okay. Guni gana ganana. Ganana means when you are counting. Okay. Counting means enumerating. Ganana means enumerating. Gana, ganana means enumerating. Okay. Guni means one who has virtue. So virtuous person. Okay, virtuous. And gana means many. Count, like, you know, like Ganapati. Gananam pati, Ganapati. So Gana, group basically. Okay, in this case, let's call it as multitude. Okay. Arambha means start, an attempt. Okay, Arambha means start. Arambhe. Means in attempt, in starting, in attempting. Okay. Na, I will explain you the meaning. Na patati does not fall. Patati is the lat lakara, pat dhatu, kartari prayoga. Okay. Patati. Katini is the finger. Okay. The finger. The small finger. Katini, susambramad. Okay. Susambrama means quickly, immediately, in haste. Yasya, of whom. Okay. Yasya means of whom. So look at this. Okay. I say count. Okay. I tell you to count. Okay. In olden days, when you count, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. So, you know, how many towns have you been to today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? You see how I'm counting? For online friends, I'm folding my fingers, okay? So folding my fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? We'll count like that. 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? So this Katini is a finger, which is the smallest finger, right? When you start counting with your left hand, right? Folding the finger, this is how you'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So, suppose if you were to tell a murder, you have so many group of kids, right, sons. And those sons, who are virtuous? Can you count them? So can you enumerate them? Okay, if you were to ask the mother. So yes, yeah. So one, the person, whoever the mother is, right, in this case, okay, na patati, doesn't fall. See, this is up, this is fall. This is up, this is fall. Okay. Na patati, katini. Susambramad yasya, guni gana, ganana arambe. So if the mother were to, not the mother, anybody, if yasya means it is masculine. Yasyaha would have been feminine. So in while counting, if while counting, you can say that this mother, how many virtuous kids does this mother have? Okay. And if at all I say, if your finger doesn't immediately fall as one, you see what it means? You see the beauty of that? Your finger doesn't immediately fall. That means you have to think, oh, is there a son that the mother has who has virtue? Okay. So if at all your finger immediately falls, as soon as you start, arambha, as soon as you attempt to count, enumerate the virtuous guni gana. Okay. As soon as you start enumerating the virtuous multitude of not only one, multitude of virtuous people, in this case virtuous sons, right? While attempting to them count them, if somebody's small finger does not immediately fall, na patati, katini na patati. You follow the meaning, everybody? Katini na patati. Tena amba yadi sutini. Okay. If it does not fall, and if you say the mother is somebody, sutini means one who has given birth to a good son. Sutini. Okay. She is son possessed. That's what it means. Sutini means she is possessed. She has a son. Means sutini. Okay. Sutini. So tena amba, through him, the mother, if son possessed, sutini, then who would you call a barren, a woman who does not have a son? It's a rhetorical question. Basically, what he's trying to say is that if he has no sons which are countable as virtuous, then it's as though that she does not have any son. Okay. Still, the idea of virtue is being praised further. Okay. Let us see if you see the word meaning. Guni gana gananarambhe. Okay. In the attempt of enumerating the multitude of virtuous bucket sons. In that attempt, na patati katini. Okay, if the little finger does not immediately fall, okay, susambramad means quickly, in great haste, yasya, by whoever who is counting, right, tena, then through him, the mother, yadi is if, yadi means if, the mother, amba is mother, yadi if son possessed is son possessed means what? It's a mother who has a son. It's called son possessed mother. Okay. If you say vada, then you tell me. Say means you tell me who would kidrushi or what type kidrushi of what type vandhya nama, what type of a woman would you call as Vandhya, as a barren woman, one who doesn't have son. Okay. Let us see an English translation and see if that makes sense to you. Vandhya. Okay. Vakara, Nakara, Dhakara, and Yakara. Okay. Got it? Vandhya. Okay, so let us, once you know the meaning, it is easy, but let us see how it means, okay? If the mother of the boy for whom the little finger does not drop, bend, patati means drop or bend down, okay, does not immediately, hastily, at the commencement of the enumeration of the number of meritorious men, you follow? Guni gana ganana arambe na patati katidi susambramadiyasya tena amba tena amba yadi sutini. Okay, yena amba yadi sutini. Be said, so that tena amba yadi sutini means be said to have given birth to a son. Means sutini amba. Tena amba sutini. Then say vada. Vada means say. Okay, vada is, by the way, lot lakara. Vada is lot lakara. Lot lakara means it's an imperative mood. Okay, vada. Then say, or you may say, it means, vada means you may say. What a barren woman would be like. What a barren woman would be like. Okay, what it means is that she is as good as a barren woman. Okay, as good as a barren woman. Okay, does everybody get the answer? Get the meaning there? Okay. Guni gana gana narambe napatati katini su sambramadhyasya tena amba yadi sutini vada vandyaki drishi nama. I think something like that. Okay, I don't know the actual meter. I'll find out the actual meter and bring it back to you. Okay? Any other questions? I don't want to start the next shloka. Next class we will do Visarga Sandhi. And after Visarga Sandhi is done, I will also, in the next few classes, we'll touch base on the lakaras. I plan to follow the Shabda Manjari. Okay. In Shabda Manjari, he will introduce the lakaras. I will explain you what those lakaras are. Okay. And then he'll also do the Vakya Prayoga, the Kartari Karmani Bhave Prayoga. And later on, the Shabda Manjari will also do the vritti, pancha vrittayaha. So we'll explain you what the vrittis are. Okay? And then we'll see examples. We'll keep on seeing examples. And then when we look at Hitopadesha, we will start relating it to the various words. Okay, so yes, there is a way. There is a way. But you know, the thing is that we need the equipment to dig. So unless we have the various equipment that are required to dig, I don't want to start digging. So your question is correct. You have to the question that is asked is, how do you do the anvaya? Okay. So the anvaya is based on the akanksha, what we talked about earlier. The akanksha analysis you do. You start with patati, okay, kaha patati, okay, or ka patati. Then you say, you'll get the answer, katini patati, okay, something like that. Or na patati, doesn't fall. What doesn't fall? Katini na patati, okay. So that is how you kasya, yasya, something like that. You have to do the akanksha. The expectancy has to be done. And the expectancy, you start with the verb, and then the verb requires a subject. Then you say, who is the subject? Then the verb requires an object, karma. Then what is the karma? Okay, and then you see what are the other words. Apadanam, sampradanam, okay, adhikarana. So you, in this case, arambe, seventh case, right? It is in. But in this case, it is not exactly, adhikarana is there. Adhikarana is there, but it is not the locus. in the context of. Here the seventh case is Vishaya Saptami. In the context of attempting to count, right? Guni Gana Ganana. Okay? So that type of Arambe. That type of Saptami here is Vishaya Saptami. Okay? So, but again, I need to explain you what is Vishaya Saptami and all those discussions we have to do. There are not specific, only subject object verb is fine. But then you have only Kartri Prayoga. You could go into Karmani Prayoga, you could go into Bhava Prayoga. For Kartri Karmani Bhave, I need to introduce you first to the Lakaras. Right? And then how the Lakaras get completely, you look at the Lakara, then you see whether the Lakara itself will tell you, is it Parasmaipada or Atmanipada? Once it's Atmanipadam, it will tell you whether that Lakara that you have used, the Tinanta that you are seeing, is that Karmani or is it Bhave in Atmanipada? It could be Kartari Atmanipada also. Okay, so for that, some of the forms you have to know. The printout that I've given you, you can start memorizing at least, you know, the Bhu Dhatu and Eda Dhatu. The handouts, the directory that is there. There's actually a handout for Bhu Dhatu and Eda Dhatu. Let me pull it up for you. Okay, so these are the Lakaras. You don't need to know all the Lakaras, but at least four Lakaras you should know. Okay. See this table? So you have to look. Okay, Lat Lakara, Lung Lakara, right? Lat, Lit, Lut, Lut, Lit, Lot, Lung, Ling, Lung, Lung. Okay, Parasmay Padam, Atmane Padam. Okay, you should memorize it. Edati, Edat, Edate, 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 Edante, Edase, Edate, Edadve, Ede, Edavahe, Edamahe. You should memorize it that way. Okay? Any other questions? So I'll introduce you to what is Lut, okay, Lot, Lung and Vidhili. We'll start with these four. You can start with those four and then you can do the others later.
Kalpesh, this particular table that you're asking us to memorize, are these plural, Bahuvachan and Dvivachan, right? And then what are the three?
So this one is basically, that is what I will introduce you to. When we do the Lakaras, we'll go into that. Okay. This is basically Ekvachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam.
Yeah.
And then this is Prathama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha and Uttama Purusha.
Okay. Pulling, Sriling and Napusal. Yeah.
No link. When verbs, there is no ling lakar. There's no gender. But pullinga, strilinga, napumsakalinga is gender. Gender applies to nama, not to actions.
Alright, so these are actions.
These are akhyata. So these are the verb forms.
Okay.
Okay. The verb forms. There are these 10 lakaras. In fact, there are 11, but let's say there are 10 lakaras. Out of those 10 lakaras, there are a few which are kalavachakas and the others which are prakara bodhakas. Okay, so then there are 6 of them are tenses and 4 of them are moods.
Hmm.
I will introduce you to them, okay, in the upcoming classes. Hmm. After doing that and looking at some Kartari Karmani Prayogas, right, then we can sort of look at every statement with whether it's Kartari, it's Karmani, which is the Karta, how is the association. We usually start with Shabda Vichara. The Vakya Vichara comes little later.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's why we say Atha Shabdanushasana. Okay. Mostly it is Shabdanushasana.
Yeah.
Then of course you can go into further details about the etymology of the roots. However, each one of the words you can spend almost a few classes only on one verse. If you look at all the aspects of it. Okay.
Thank you.
But slowly we can introduce yourself to all those topics. Okay. Boom.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. So I will see you guys on Tuesday. And on Tuesday we will start with the Visarga Sandhi rules.
Yep.
Om Purnamatah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Shishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.